Hello, welcome to the Gaffer Tapes Comedy Fantasy Football Podcast. The UK, we can say the UK's best or biggest.
But both, best and biggest.
The best and biggest fantasy football podcast. We might have made that up, but prove it otherwise. With comedian Tom Holmes.
Daddy's back.
Statistician and fantasy football expert Ash Kernsworth.
Hello, everybody.
And the guy whose mum washes the kit so he gets to play me, Craig Hazel.
Star of TV.
TV's Craig Hazel.
Yeah.
I don't know if TV's Craig Hazel works. I don't know.
I think it does.
I might be milking it a little bit too much. But yes, welcome. We've had game week 10. 10 weeks.
10 weeks. Wow.
Going by. With a couple of shit international games in there as well.
Yeah, all more of that
the way
to come.
Through.
Fucking hell, yeah.
Nope. Because it's
the more than
the first nine.
Slightly
last
more.
Time would have been if I'd have been here, I would have probably mentioned that.
Plenty of time to go. And Tom, highest scoring out of the three of us this week.
Yes, indeed, sir. 67 points.
Nice.
Cheers. Not enough to move as much as I would have liked. I went from 111th to 108th. So
nice.
Just 3 points to have such a good week. I thought that was quite strange. I'm guessing that at the bottom there's bigger gaps. I think if I was further up the table, I would have jumped more, if you see what I mean.
Oh, it's all movement. Because
you guys moved quite a bit.
I got 55 this week and dropped about 9 places. Yeah, so I was still in the top 30. And
I didn't play this week. My team wasn't involved. I had a bye.
Had a week off.
Yeah, it was good.
Yeah,
I think that's about it, really.
Ash,
I think that should end the show.
That was the fantasy football podcast. No, yeah, Ash.
Thanks very much.
Thanks, everybody, and goodbye.
I was going to say, where's the break before you're saying goodbye? That's what we do. But no, Ash Plummety, you didn't have a good week, did you?
I did not, no. In fact, you had Sanchez as your captain,
I
right?
did. That
Excellent,
was, that was the first time I've made a decision that's paid off. Usually I either make a decision 1 week too late, 1 week too early, say I'm going to make the decision and actually don't make the decision, which would have been good. This time, I made the right choice at the right time. I was just in the right place. At the right time, the right
It's the Pardew effect. You're turning it round.
Yeah, that's what it is. I think I'm going to start. I probably won't get sacked now.
That'll be it. There'll be no get Tom out.
Yeah.
I'm just going to keep changing the subject until we forget about it.
We got to celebrate the fact Tom, he tipped, he said he was bringing Sanchez back in. He made him captain from midfield.
Captain, yeah.
It's a bold move.
I was going to go with Aguero, but I thought a lot of people could. I mean, obviously Costa, people had... Costa did play this week.
Yeah, that was the big, will Costa play, won't he? And as soon as Costa got named, I thought, right, I've made a mistake here. Mm. I've taken him out. I could have had him. I put Bonnie in, Wilfred Bonnie. In the end, neither of them did much, so it wasn't a big problem. But I think I'm going to get used to life without Costa, to be honest.
I think that might be a good idea. Did you have him as captain, did you say, or you didn't?
Costa?
Yeah.
No, I didn't have him at all. I took him out for Bonnie.
Oh, you didn't have him at
all? Yeah, I've had Aguero as captain. I had Aguero as captain on his 4-goal haul.
Yeah.
And had him since.
Well, he did score.
Yeah, no, it wasn't a terrible choice of captain
for me. I think he get 8 points, so 16.
He did, he did okay. Yeah. You know, there were some top scorers from some really unlikely sources, like Callum Chambers.
Yeah, I know. And do you know what? I noticed a lot of people have brought him in. I'm guessing, obviously, with the injuries that Arsenal have had and the fact that he's really cheap, a couple of people stuck him in. And I actually looked at one of the Saunders brothers' teams last week.
Yeah.
And I saw that they... brought him in. I thought, oh, and I looked, and he'd started scoring. I thought maybe I should bring him in, and I didn't. If I'd have done that as well, that would have been really
always
nice.
Looking at the WWSD. What would Saunders do?
Yeah, that's true. That's how I live my life.
Well, I'll clearly say we've kind of had a little bit of movement in the league. Ash has fallen down pretty quickly.
Because
you changed the subject again.
No. Because Tom had Sanchez as captain.
Yeah.
Sanchez on his own in your team scored more than my entire team put
that
together.
Bad a week,
32
was it?
I had for Sanchez. Yeah. How many points did you
get?
Well,
I think I got 35, so I did slightly better than Sanchez.
But it's anything under 40 and you're having a ropey week, aren't you?
Oh, yeah. It's some weeks, like last week.
It's a good week for me.
It wouldn't have been a terrible score. But this week, everybody had Sanchez, the other Arsenal defender.
Mm. Well, Chambers. Well,
Chambers, everyone had him. So if you had the two of them together, everyone's posting 80s.
Yeah,
except me. Properly. Well, we're not posting 80s, but yeah. But elsewhere in our league, actually, Brian Coates and Johnny McLaren, still high up 1 and 2.
They're both above
600 points in our league, so they're kind of leading the league.
It's suddenly got to that point where even about 3 weeks ago, I was looking at the table and I was thinking... You know, there's not such a big gap, but the gaps are starting to really show now, yeah.
Well, you can make a bit of move, because 91 points was one of the highest scorers in our league this week.
Really?
By Ronan Lenormand with his team Châteauneuf, which is very cultural and cosmopolitan. I don't know if that's after Châteauneuf du Pape, the wine. And a top 10 place for the first time for Notting My Mum's Forest.
That is brilliant.
That's brilliant, yeah.
Which is rather graphic, but he burst into the top. He burst into the top 10. But I mean, so Sanchez captain. Obviously, Arsenal got Swansea this week.
Do you
captaincy choice? Are you thinking of keeping him?
I may switch it around. I can't think. I did. I made a change. I finally took Yeloa/Yeoa out.
Good move.
I wanted to get rid of Shawcross as well because he hasn't been performing last few weeks. But I thought I keep making two changes every week and losing four points. So I thought I'm just going to do the one. And I almost didn't make Yeloa. I was going to change someone else, bank a bit of money, and then do him next
week. So who have you got up front? Have you got Aguero then?
I've got Aguero. I've got Pella.
Yeah.
And I did have Yeloa, but I changed him for Naismith because he's pretty much the only half-decent striker that I can buy with that money.
Yeah,
And I think, I can't remember who it is Everton have got, but I looked and thought I could see him potentially scoring. A Sunderland, is it?
Everton fixtures, Sunderland.
So I could potentially see him
there's
scoring.
There's a few, to be honest, because there's Saints have got Leicester at home, which you think Pella is a
exactly, and
captain
that was one of the reasons
Aguero,
I took out Yeloa.
City have got QPR away, which, you know, could, again, you never know, could be a lot of goals.
I'm thinking I'll probably go Aguero captain this time.
I think there'll be a few of them. Mm. Other talking points, obviously, over the game week 10, we had the Manchester derby. I don't know if you both caught it.
I didn't, but I am familiar with it.
happens most years, twice.
Yeah, it does.
Sometimes in cup years, happens again. But Marouane Fellaini's been talked about a lot, because obviously he's a very low percentage pick, below 4%. Starting games, he's like been shown faith a little bit by Van Gaal. Missed a couple of sitters against City.
Yeah.
And actually scored in the previous game. If he starts playing and starts playing that further up role, I don't know, is he a possible point scorer? Or a scoints pourer?
Scoints pourer.
Yeah, that's what I call him. Yeah.
He certainly was when he was at Everton.
Exactly,
He was one of the really, really good picks to always have in. I mean, how expensive is he, do we know?
Fellaini, I think he's kind of that mid 7-8 range.
I was
going to
say,
he's not
one of them that you wouldn't look price-wise, you can get a lot better, I think.
We always use Downing as an example.
I
don't know. It's one of those weird players, isn't it? I don't know how to feel about even having him in the team. He's not very popular, is he?
No.
He's not. I mean, I tend not to pick my team on that, though. Like, where the cool kids, the ones who get at the back of the bus.
Yeah.
Jack Wilshere's in because he smokes.
Like, everyone's got Hart and Wilshere in the team.
I just want cool kids. And, obviously, you know, Arsenal, with good result. Sanchez as well. 3-0 against Burnley.
Yeah.
Obviously, Sanchez is back to business, it looks like.
Yeah, definitely.
And playing that attacking role we thought he would. Another guy's back. Theo Walcott.
Yeah, I'm really happy to see him play, yeah.
From injury. Now, is he someone back in the day either of you had in your teams when he was injured?
I always used to have Walcott, yeah. I think I had him tail end of last season before he got injured against Spurs.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I did have him in. Although he's one of them that he is very expensive. And if he does have a couple of weeks where he doesn't perform, which does happen, you start thinking that's like 9.5 million. Could I have someone else? But I think give him a few weeks and Wenger will stick him in and have him regular, but I don't think at the moment he will just be playing bit games, I think.
He's a wait and see, really, isn't he?
Yeah, yeah.
I don't think I've ever, in the history of fantasy football, ever had him in my team.
Really, I have. I've always gone. Because I always like to have a couple of Arsenal boys, and Walcott, at points, really, really scores.
At points, he was carrying performances for a little bit, wasn't he? And he had that little tantrum where he wanted to play through the middle, and as soon as fantasy football, if you ever hear, I'm going to give someone a chance through the middle, instantly your ears prick up.
Yeah,
to give him a game because there's goals.
He did. He's still 9 million on it.
Yeah, for a guy you don't know, it's such an unknown quantity now. You know what he can do, but you don't know what he is
going
to do.
Especially going into that Arsenal midfield where you've got so many different players that could potentially play. You know, I think for a while, I'll have to see how he plays. But he's one of them where he gets into strides where he'll have six games where he scores six goals.
Yeah,
And then you won't see him again for a few weeks.
And you've got to guess that. Preempt
that shit.
Yeah, it's difficult because I guess he was injured for most of last season. He was 9.3 million and hardly scored. And it's 72 points all season.
Yeah.
Then the year before, I think he got about 200.
Yeah.
That's quite good.
But that's what's keeping his value up. But
yeah.
Doesn't really represent value for money, does he?
No, when he got, before, about 3 or 4 years ago, he got him for 7 million and he was scoring 200 points then.
Yeah.
So now an extra 2 million on him, I don't know if it's worth it.
Another point that was sort of made on Twitter by a lot of people in terms of fantasy football and some of the other fantasy football kind of Twitter accounts out there is Liverpool and Spurs, they continue to disappoint. They keep dodgy results. Liverpool obviously dropping points, losing to Newcastle, draw with Hull. Spurs are so erratic. I don't know more about them. And someone did raise the question, like, if you've got Liverpool or Spurs players in your team, why? Are any of them good enough right now to you know, apart from maybe Chadli, who's banging in some goals from midfield, is anyone value Chadli, from them?
Ericsson.
I've got Ericsson.
Although he scored a big fat zero this week.
He did, yeah.
The twat.
Yeah,
so I wasn't happy with that. Bit the bullet and thought, I will have a Spurs player in.
Well, he's a Spurs player who would play well at the kind of football Arsenal play. He's a nice passing footballer.
Yeah,
but you look through that Liverpool lineup especially, and you just think, do you want any of them?
No, certainly no defenders. Liverpool defence is shocking.
Yeah, they managed to put together a couple of clean sheets lately, but really, they're not scoring any points. No. I don't know who is scoring points in that, because they're not scoring goals. There's one goal between all the strikers.
He hasn't scored an A.
Was it you, Craig, that said you took Sterling out?
For this week coming, this for game week 11, I've taken Sterling out and jumped on the Sanchez bandwagon, to be honest with you. Just as, you know, the Arsenal lineup's being announced for tonight, and there is Sanchez again. So,
I did like a couple of the Tottenham. I think Lloris is good. Yeah. He's obviously their best
player. Lloris is a world-class player, yeah. Their only world-class player.
And he's got the best kit out of anybody, I think.
Why not? Cool kids in good clothes. Yeah, what exactly. Is it with you today? If anyone's got a Kickers jumper on, they're in.
Yeah, I've found that big time. Not 20 points, because now I'm just picking it on their shirts. So the three players I would have got from them, apart from Chadli, who I've been tipping from the start, is Lloris, who's good, but they can't. If the defence is terrible, so they still concede, even though he gets points quite often for making a lot of saves. I thought Dawson at the start of the season, I had him in, but then he didn't get a game and they sold him.
Yeah.
But then now he's doing quite well for, is he Hull?
Dawson,
yeah. He's doing, whatever team he's gone to, he's doing well for. And then and the other one was Rose, who I think is quite good value. But I got rid of him this week as well, because I just cannot, I just concede every week.
It's the same, we'll talk about it in a bit, but when it comes to betting, every time I see Liverpool or Spurs playing someone, I just don't fancy it at all.
No.
Unless it's Real Madrid tonight, and we'll come on to that as well.
Yeah.
But Tom obviously raised the point. Tom's suggestion for a feature was to talk about underdogs, players who actually, under the radar, are smashing in
under
some...
Under the radar.
That wasn't it.
No. I can't remember having this conversation.
It was the... The underdog's bollocks.
Oh, okay, yes, sorry.
We came up with a pun that worked around it. It was Wilfred Bonny you were talking about.
Yeah, it was the day that he scored two goals a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
And I mentioned it, I remember walking back from the shop and just text you both. Well, I think we should talk about this. Because, he's kind of flew under the radar. Very much like Berahino and people like that. At the start of the season, there was your Wymans, your Lower, Naismith, people like that.
Yeah.
They're sort of flying under the radar, less money, scoring goals, and they all seem to have pockets of points that they get, you know?
Yeah.
And it always seems to be that by the time I put them in, they've just stopped scoring.
Don't ever go into stocks and shares.
No. Worst possible time, yeah.
Yeah, get some Woolworths shares.
Yeah.
I did a bit of Ash-style research to find a player that might fit that bill, that might be a good tip. Ash can say whether I'm talking shit or it's good or not. Stephen Fletcher of Sunderland.
Yeah.
5.3 million, which is ridiculously cheap. Selected by 0.5% of anyone in the game.
Wow.
And in the last 4 weeks, he's had one 15-point week and one 13-point week. And his only two shit weeks came against Arsenal and Southampton. Scored two goals Monday Night Football.
Yeah.
Seems to have got a couple of goals, even though Sunderland are a bit dog shit. At 5.3 million, like I say, he's scored 30 points in the last 4 weeks. That's a pretty solid return for a 5.3 million striker. And it affords you to buy two any strikers you want, quite frankly.
Wow. Yeah. He had a 15-point week and a 13-point week.
In the last it was 15, that's 2, crazy. 1, 13.
Yeah.
But the 2 and the 1 were against Arsenal. And of course, that doing from Southampton.
That's right.
But he seems pretty... At 5.3 that's million, that really allows you a lot of money elsewhere on your side, doesn't it?
Yeah, I normally have him, to be honest. Like, other seasons I've had him. He's a good player.
He is a good player.
Yeah, and he's like low value and he just scores ahead of every week, doesn't he?
Yeah.
He will do. The only problem is Sunderland.
Yeah, true.
Terrible. Yeah. I don't know, did either of you catch Monday Night Football?
I did watch it, yeah.
They both, that was like one of their... It was quite an interesting game, but I mean, it was probably the
Palace
worst.
Palace should have won that game, really,
it was
on
proper
paper.
Championship, don't you think? They were like, there was lots of running around, but there was nothing. Like, Jedinak just looked like his sending off was terrible. The whole thing was so amateur hour.
Well, Jedinak's a fantasy football conundrum, because on the one hand, he takes penalties and he's cheap. On the other hand, he's worth a yellow card every single time. So he scores more goals than he should, but he gets yellow or red cards more than he should.
Cancels him out.
Yeah. The only thing that was good in that game was the... who was it scored that... Gomez?
Well, Fletcher got two.
Yeah, who scored...
the own goal.
No, the one where the guy shot across the goal.
Yes, it was Zaha did the back heel.
No, oh, that was comedy as well, for the own goal. Yeah,
yeah. West Brom's eight own goals or something now.
Yeah, haven't they got? Haven't they conceded four own goals in there so far this season or something?
It's ridiculous. Yeah. They are calamitous.
They're both those teams are terrible. I wouldn't... Well, Fletcher, I don't know. Maybe, but I mean, I can't see...
Only because he could afford you to have, if you wanted an Aguero and a Van Persie or an Aguero and a Costa or whatever, you could do that.
You need that really cheap striker. You need like one.
That's 0.5 million cheaper than Stevie Naismith.
Yeah, but the thing is, every week when you look at their team sheet, are you ever going to put him in the team? I don't know who Sunderland would have to be playing for me to think, I think they're going to score here.
Sunderland reserves.
Yeah, maybe the Liverpool team possibly they're going to play tonight.
Yeah.
Other than that, I don't know. Or maybe if they're playing Man United, then I'd probably pick them. But other than that, if they're not playing one of the small teams.
You say that about United, that was the reason I didn't put Aguero as captain, because I looked at it and I thought, I don't think City are going to thump them, because United, while they have been generally shit, and it has been the worst start of a season since the 1980s.
Since last year. No, it's worse than Moyes,
But I looked at it and I thought, I almost don't see it as the laughing stock that I think they were at the start of the season, end of last season. I kind of thought, I don't think they're going to concede as many as you think, almost, you know? Because they haven't really been thumped by anyone. They just lose
didn't they concede five to Leicester?
Yeah, that's a while ago now, though.
That was a while, and it was, what, 5-3? 5-3.
Well, they got Palace this weekend, so that at home.
Yeah. But they have lost... They've lost two more defenders, haven't they?
Yeah.
Yeah, so... Oh, God.
They didn't have many to begin with.
They've lost... No. Who have they lost? Oh, Smalling will be suspended.
Yeah, Smalling's gone. And then the other one got injured, didn't
they? Did Rojo get injured?
Yeah, right. That's it. Yeah. So now
who the fuck have they got?
Yeah.
So they're bringing back Scholesy.
Well, Evans is already out, obviously. Jones has been out a while. Rojo is out. Smalling Blackett? Made an arse of himself. They've got Blackett.
It's like Blackett.
It's Blackett.
Valencia?
Valencia's been playing right back. Carrick was playing centre half the other night.
If it wasn't for the fact that, if it wasn't for the fact that Palace are just terrible, they're a disaster.
Yeah, they don't seem to be. Warnock isn't flavour of the month, is he, at the moment?
Then again, they could. I think the thing with Palace is when you watch them, they've got a ton of players who are really fast, and they seem to be quite good at getting the ball to the edge of the box, and then they have a bit of a breakdown. They don't really know what to do with it.
Hmm.
And I suppose if Man United really, because they've got loads of strikers, haven't they? If they press really high, maybe they can get caught on the counter-attack.
Well, Palace spent a lot of money, although Holloway did a great job, that he spent a lot of money unwisely. Dwight Gayle cost quite a lot of money and isn't really proving that level.
Yeah.
They've got Wilfred Zaha, they've got back, who's a good player. But yeah, I agree. You summed it up perfectly. That Sunderland-Palace game felt like a championship.
Oh, 100%.
It felt like you were watching the championship. Yeah. There isn't much difference in quality.
No, next year it will be.
Yeah, it could well be. We say this, but Sunderland managed to escape. So Game Week 11 throws up quite a few kind of mismatches. Like I say, Saints are home to Leicester, Man U home to Palace, City away to QPR. We'll obviously tweet our teams before that early kickoff, Liverpool-Chelsea on Saturday, which should be a good one. Chelsea should really win it. Part two, we're going to do the Gaffer Gambler. We're going to talk about some betting tips for the weekend and successes and failures. Ash even dipping his toe into some betting.
some more failures.
And we'll talk about whether Tom can maintain his new reputation as the best fantasy football player amongst us.
And I also want to say, I listened to last week's pod that I wasn't part of, and I just got slated by you two the whole time.
I didn't.
I was listening to it on the train, and I was actually making notes on the notepad on my phone. Not an actual notepad. Yeah. I don't have an actual notepad on my phone.
Yeah.
About all the ways you slagged me off.
Well, if you made more notes about the weekend's football, maybe we wouldn't slag you off as much.
Yeah, well, I have been again.
To be fair, I think James came in and he had a vendetta and he was telling us to slag you off. He wanted to take your place. Yeah. Nothing to do with us.
Bloody thought. Yeah. Classic James.
Yeah. Classic James, that is. But will you get told off by Tom then in the second and third time?
Well, I'm going to do it. Yeah.
Actually, you reminded me, speaking of slagging people off, the abuse I was getting from my brother because I suck at... YouTube pundit.
Oh, because I beat you last time.
Yeah, and you've now gone ahead of him in the
game. I noticed
you're
that.
You're level.
We're
points.
Level on points.
Yeah, exactly.
This is it. So, the return of Tom Holmes.
I'll tell you.
He's doing it with Sanchez. Sanchez, Pardew and Holmes.
Daddy's back. That's going to be my new catchphrase.
Is that your hashtag?
Yeah.
That's a dangerous thing to type into Google.
Yeah, don't Google that shit.
So Sanchez, Pardew and Holmes, the new law firm, straight out of our living room. But parts two and three, we've got the Gaffer Gambler, we've got YouTube Pundit with Ash and Tom take each other on, and of course we preview Game Week 11. So thanks for listening to part one of the Gaffer Tapes, and we'll be back in just a second. Welcome back to the Gaffer Tapes Fantasy Football Podcast with Tom, Ash and Craig. Part two. It's the time where we go through Gaffer Gamba in a second, some of the bets. Ash, you've done a bit of betting as well, haven't you now?
Yeah.
I'm dragging you down with me.
It's rubbing off on him.
Yeah. And Tom's even tasted success, but we'll come on to that in a second. We do a bit of tweets for my tweet.
Tweets for my tweet. I was ready for it. I was ready for that.
You were.
I was there.
And if only everyone could see the point.
Yeah.
That you did, the cheesy point. Yeah. Wait, cheesy point sounds weird. but yeah, so remember to tweet us at the Gaffer Tapes. A lot of you are quite good at tweeting us your teams before or after the deadline on Saturday morning. So keep tweeting us at the Gaffer Tapes or anything during the week at all, whether it be Champions League or Championship, Scottish football, which I happen to know about.
So you proved that big time last week as well.
I did. Jesus, I did show my knowledge. So we've had a few tweets. We had a tweet from Steve Clift, or at Football Judger. He knows his shit. He said he just had a gander at Nasty Gaffer Ashes of the Gaffer Tapes fame, FPL Game Week. Signed Dummett and benched him. That's going to hurt.
Yeah, well, I follow him as well. And a couple of weeks ago, I retweeted saying how good I thought his blogs were. To rescind that now.
Yeah.
The scathing attack on me. No, he's right. That's painful. Every week since we started this, my substitutions and captaincy choices have been terrible.
Mm.
The one thing I always say is, have a strong bench. The bad thing about it is you've got to pick who you put in the
Make
fucking
sure
team.
Yeah.
Every week I'm like, oh, well, I can't see Costa scoring here. I'm going to drop him. Oh, and then he scores 10 hat-tricks.
Which Tom's team picks itself.
10 hat-tricks.
Tom's team picks itself.
My 11 boys never move.
Well, yeah, except for now. You've left Wozowalski.
Wallers.
Big wall man. Yeah. He was in the...
Wolves bangers.
Wallers.
It's in the Premiership. I saw a tweet saying he was in the Premiership Team of the Week.
Wow.
Statistically. He's still only got 2 points.
Walla Walla Bing Bang, he played.
Yeah. I looked him up on Wikipedia.
Yeah.
Because he's been in my team since the start, so I thought I owed him that. And it turns out he's extremely old. That's all I know about him.
But he does have a Wikipedia page.
He does, yeah.
So he is real.
And he's got 2 points.
He is real. And, but he's on the bench, so.
Oh, I see.
Still there, though.
He's still there.
Loyalty.
He'll never move.
Loyalty.
He's so cheap.
And old.
And old.
He physically can't move.
Yeah.
We had another tweet, obviously, off Wayne. Wayne O'Rams, our friend. Derby fan. He wasn't impressed last week by the fact James's lack of Derby knowledge. We had James on doing a quiz about Derby County, and Wayne was not impressed. Wayne knows his shit. He knows his Derby shit.
People say that, but the pressure.
There's no pressure. I nailed it. Anyway, he says he keeps sticking with Falcao, but this week he took a hit and got rid. But going to bring him back this week, I think, for the Palace game.
My girlfriend's family are from Derby.
I literally...
Interjection.
I do a really good impression of a lot of her family. So.
Go on, then.
Derby.
We don't know if it's real or not.
No, that's true. That's not, but I can tell you it is.
But Wayne, if you do sound like that, then drop us a message.
Wayne. Do you want a cob? That's what they call rolls. So.
There you go. Tom Holmes, translator. but yeah, Wayne's bringing in Falcao apparently for the weekend, but I'm not sure if that's a good move. I've barely seen him.
I had him for a while. I had him for a few weeks and it was absolutely pointless. One of the biggest mistakes I've had so far. Probably why I'm in 108th.
I thought you were going to say biggest mistakes of your life.
Yeah.
It's up there.
Biggest mistake of his life was doing an impression of his fiancée's family.
I'm instantly regretting it. it's been a massive error of judgment.
Luckily, she doesn't listen, so you're all right.
That's true. That's true.
We had a tweet from James Crickmore at James Crickmore 1.
Crickers!
We will track down just at James Crickmore and we'll kill him.
Yeah.
You can have that Twitter handle.
Yeah.
So he just said he took Ballow out and stuck Costa back in. So I think a lot of people are getting on the Costa train.
Mm. I think he's going to go back to everyone having him again.
To be honest, that might be more about getting Balotelli out.
It'd be quite interesting to see what the stats on how many people have actually got Balotelli still in their team.
Why? Ash is on it.
Yeah,
Ash is going to look. He's going to find out.
Surely Balotelli has just had no points.
Yeah, but you just
season,
keep thinking
it?
It's that it'll turn
it's
around.
It's going to happen. He's going to bang in a hat trick one day.
He's going to score.
Floodgates are going to open.
He's still a good player. He's still going to score goals. But...
And he's actually Father Christmas, apparently, according to Ash as well.
Oh, well, actually, it's mental. He's got Balotelli. It's 9.5 million. Been selected by about 3% of people. He's got 19 points. Guess how many points Lambert has got?
How many?
It's got 12 points.
Yeah.
And Lambert's not even seen a football this
year.
But I would have thought Lambert was on zero. He's not played.
I would have said,
He got a goal, though. He got a goal against...
He scored
early doors against Man City.
I thought he scored a few weeks... Oh, no, sorry, he scored in the Cup a few weeks.
Yeah, that's right, yeah. But that is... that can't be right, can it?
It's mad, yeah.
Well, we also had a tweet from our one of our Sydney contingent. Not the tweet of of our friend walking his dog. Not a euphemism, he tells us. From Waters, our original Sydney commute listener, saying, is there any chance of Craig on a coach trip spin-off on my weekly commute into Sydney? Emil Heskey's offered to be the bus driver. Tom missed that one, so I wanted Tom to hear that.
Yeah, I missed that.
But yeah, so Heskey's, we wanted to know where he was. He's still out in Oz, apparently.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Wizard of Oz, Heskey out there.
And he's playing?
I don't know.
Well, I don't think he ever really did a lot of that.
Driving the bus.
Doing I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here or something.
Probably. No football isn't that to talk. Oh, Robbie Savage, but that's another thing, apparently.
Yeah.
We'll talk about Robbie once he's in the bloody jungle.
Please do, yeah, please do.
But yeah, so we've had loads of tweets anyway, but we'll read out the selection of the best ones every week and obviously tweet us your teams. We've had a few people actually tweeting in to get a bit of cheeky advice on their team, which I've tried to do. We've had no NFL tweets in a while, which
haven't
is,
we? Oh,
no.
I like that.
And
NFL
I miss them.
Tweets.
I genuinely miss them.
I like the fact that we give it a go to answer what they ask.
Yeah. So
well, we are the US's biggest fantasy football podcast.
That's true.
We're all about the NFLs.
Always.
Yeah.
Always.
Oh, touchdown.
Yeah.
Oh.
If it's not Flacco,
well, badly home run.
Yeah, you need a help with the Manchester Reds. Just let us know.
Yeah, Tottenham Hotspurs.
But tweet us at the Gaffer Tapes if you want to know anything, or if you just want to do a Derby impression for Tom to listen
to.
Yeah, please. That'd
be
great.
You've got a better Derby accent than me.
I doubt it.
I don't think anyone has known people in Derby.
But yes, so it's time of the podcast in the second part where we do the Gaffer Gambler, and we talk a bit of betting tips, gambling. I said last week it'd be tough for bets, actually. It was. We didn't make James pick an anytime patent, because quite frankly, he seemed to already have a bit of a gambling problem.
Yeah.
So I didn't really want to encourage
Don't
him.
Don't encourage someone.
No, yeah. I thought he was going to bet me on like length of podcast or anything. He would have bet anything. He is the man from the barbecue. So.
Yeah, he was, wasn't he? The man.
The man from the barbecue. Pounds. But Ash, you've even started betting unsupervised now.
I have, I am regretting it immensely.
Yeah. Is that why you've got no furniture in your house?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I can't feed the kids anymore. Oh, dear. Yeah, so I did an any time... No, it's not an any time, is it? Just a
Do you have these conversations when you go into the betting
Amazing.
Shop?
Amazing.
Can I have any time of the day?
Can I just have what Craig said, please?
Yes, I don't
Craig.
Know. I
Do you
it...
not all know each other?
Who is Craig?
I did it online. I did once, the first time I ever bet, I went into a betting shop.
Yeah.
And I didn't realise you're supposed to get the slip and do the thing. So I just went in and was like, I want to put £5 on Germany beating England. Like, everybody's turned around like, what the fuck? That isn't how you do it, and that isn't how you bet. Right. You're supposed to bet on England using the slip. And I was like, no, I think you've all got it wrong.
Well, they got that bit wrong.
I'm laughing, but that's how I bet.
Yeah, we'll find out.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. You're going to be betting soon anyway, Tom.
But, so, I bet a patent.
Patent, the three options.
On three draws. I thought West Ham would get a draw, which they did.
Yeah.
And I thought Liverpool would suck against Newcastle, which they did.
They did, yeah.
But I didn't think Newcastle would score.
Yeah.
And I thought the Man City Man United game would be quite close, which it was again.
Yeah.
But
did you do a treble or a pattern?
I did a treble, actually, because I only had £2 on me or whatever.
Yeah.
But yeah, so a pattern, I would have got something.
You
got my money
back.
Small
bit of back, yeah.
Yeah.
So you lost, is
it? I did, oh, big time. But it was only £2, so I survived.
Yeah, you say it's only £2 now.
Yeah, well, it's
£2 a Coke.
Yeah, exactly.
That's where it goes.
It has scaled up because I've bet £20 on the Real Madrid Liverpool game.
Well, I always say if you lose your first bet, times it by 10.
That's right.
That's the same.
Sensible.
That's the same method of betting. But any time pattern that we do, where we all pick a Premier League scorer for the weekend, Tom.
Yeah.
You bloody came in again.
I always bloody do, mate. I always do.
I did as well. Ash, you're still a big fat duck, mate. Zero.
What, is this from... Yeah, but this is this from two weeks ago?
We didn't do it last week.
Yeah, well, that's 2 weeks ago. It was 2 weeks ago, wasn't it?
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
It's and void.
The week before that.
So your achievement is void, Tom,
so,
I think. Yeah.
But we are going to do it. We are going to crack on with our anytime pattern.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
This weekend, obviously international break's coming up soon. So this weekend, we've got our anytime pattern. And have we all picked... Have we got our scorers for the weekend?
I'm happy with mine, yeah. I think so.
Who are you going with, Thomas?
Stan Collymore. Because Well, I like to back someone that I've recently put in the team or someone that I have in my team usually.
Yeah.
And I'm going to go for Naismith. Pulled him in place of Yoloa.
Yeah.
And I think, I fancy him scoring. They have Sunderland.
Yeah.
You know,
odds could be quite long because he'll come off the bench.
Yeah, I think that. I think that. So yeah, I fancy Naismith.
Who I'm going to subcontract mine out. I've got a pick, but interestingly, if you had to pick another player, who would you pick? Not to put you on the spot.
But maybe Berahino.
Oh, Berahino. So I'm.
He's who won it for me in my pick.
Yeah,
the
yeah. Mm. I was thinking. Oh, I'm shit at this. I was thinking Pella again.
Well, it's Leicester at home. It's not stupid.
Yeah,
bad.
He's likely to score, I think.
Yeah, I hope to say. Yeah, so I'll go Pella.
Pella, okay. And mm-hmm. I'm going to go for a man who's being talked about a lot in North London anyway. I'm going to go for Harry Kane.
Yeah.
Just because there's a huge outcry for him to start. Spurs fans are going a bit mental that he's not getting game time. He's their top scorer. I think he scored 8 goals this season, but 7 of them are coming cup competitions.
Yeah.
Surely it's about time he gets a start. And they've got Stoke, so it's not an easy game, but I think I'm going to go for Kane. So we're going to go...
I'd like to see the odds on that, boy.
We're going to get Kane... we're going to get Kane, Naismith, and...
Pella.
And Pella. It's really hard not to turn Kane into a WWE reference again. Yeah. But we're going to get Kane, Naismith, and Pella. And we'll obviously tweet the odds when we get them up on Twitter, the gaffer tapes. We don't recommend you join us on that one, but if you've got loads of money, fuck it, just do it.
Yeah,
yeah, do.
Harry Kane, to me, always sounds like... His name, it sounds like the name of a Cockney super villain.
Is it the Kane? It sounds like Hurricane.
Yeah.
The Hurricane.
Yeah,
that's what it is. That's why.
Do you remember the Hurricane?
He's the Hurricane.
Champion spirit here to stay.
I mean, that wasn't
what was
that? That wasn't the Hurricane.
That wasn't fun. That's something Tom and I developed just before we came here.
Yeah, we'll get down that
way. It was basically...
Was that just spontaneous?
No, it was an 80s cartoon. 80s slash early 90s, maybe, actually. Cartoon.
About an American soccer team.
They were a soccer team, and they were from all over the world. And rather racistly, the man from the Amazon played barefoot.
Yeah, he did. And I remember one episode where the evil boss of the rival football team, he sponsored them all to wear these boots that were, like, deliberately made to be crap so that they'd lose, but...
Probably Seeker Blades.
But the little black fella... With the bare feet, he won. He was made to wear the boots, and he was like, "No, I don't want to wear the boots."
He never wears boots.
He never wears boots, and they went, "You've got to wear the boots. It's part of the contract." He put them on, scored a hat trick or something.
And they used to play in stadiums that were like on top of a mountain, or like on a boat.
And it was like light.
It was basically like the South Korea and Japan World Cup. They were just the most ridiculous stadiums you could think of. But yeah, it was. They were basically the Harlem Globetrotters.
I'll sing us out today with the entire. Do you know it all? Hurricanes. Give me a little time in the break to brush up on it, and I could probably remember the whole.
And if anyone listening can remember the Hurricanes, dig out some screenshots off it and tweet us them so Ash can actually see it. The Hurricanes.
I don't know whether it's real or just some.
And it ended. It went. Oh yeah! Boom.
Their champion spirit was there to stay.
It was.
I remember. And it was a really bad animation, so like the ball used to leave their foot and come back to the foot rather than go ahead of them.
Yeah.
So,
it was one of those white footballs with the black
patches
on it. Yeah. Really which fashion. No one has ever played with.
Ever.
Never in the history of football has anyone ever played one of them balls.
But so that was a bit of a tangent, but it was good.
Tangent.
Hurricanes. Can't believe you don't have a Hurricane.
Yeah.
I know all about them.
We'll educate you in the break.
Yeah, yeah, big time.
In terms of bets for this weekend, it's a tough one again, I think. There's a few games that should be obvious results. You know, Man City should beat QPR, and Southampton should beat Leicester at home, and Man United should beat Palace at home. But they don't give you very good odds. But there's one game, and it's not... worth putting big money on, but Swansea at home to Arsenal, I really fancy Swansea to get a draw.
There's bloody hope not, sir.
The only thing I can see with that is Swansea play quite nice football, don't they?
They do.
So are they going to get... That works into Arsenal's hands always, doesn't it?
Yeah, it works because they'll get outplayed at their own game. Yeah, I just think it's not an easy place to play. For some reason, I think that could be a 0-0 or a 1-1.
I could see that as a draw.
And if you surround that draw at 12-5 as a bit of a long shot... with those other games like City beating QPR, Palace losing to United and Southampton beating Leicester, then you'll get £45 back on your five for those four selections. But I wouldn't go big on it, because obviously it could be 2-0 to Arsenal at half-time and your bet's off, so don't go big on it.
I wonder what
the other three just sort of crowd it. Often if you fancy a bit of a hunch, then just surround it with some hopefully obvious ones.
I wonder what that would be as a patent. Maybe it might not be.
Well, there's four there, so you have to do trebles and doubles, etc. Yeah, but if you cut one out, you could do it as a patent. Yeah, knowing that if the... Southampton City game come in, then you probably only just get your money back, but the Swansea one's the money one where it all comes in.
What do you think about Stoke away at Spurs?
I don't. Again, there's so many games I don't want to go near. I don't want to go near Liverpool-Chelsea because I don't know. Liverpool, you'd normally say at least both teams to score and Liverpool will go down fighting, but they've gone quite a few games without goals because their strikers can't score.
Yeah.
Spurs-Stoke's a similar one. Spurs look pretty shoddy. Both teams to score, possibly I'd stick that on a both teams to score coupon, but I wouldn't like to call it in terms of what the result would be.
I don't normally do. Is it Scorecast where you actually pick the score?
Score, that's just correct score. Scorecast is when you pick the first scorer and the result.
Oh,
they're, for them, you just put 50p on it. Because if you were to say Spurs will win 3-0 and Harry Kane will score first, then you'll get like a 125-1 or a 90 or whatever. So, you know, you just put very small money on that.
I wonder what Chelsea to win 1-0, Costa to score. Well, that's got it written all over it.
Painfully low. Like, it's hardly worth your risk.
Really?
Yeah, you'll end up getting about sort of 20-1 or even worse. Like, it's horrible. It's not really worth it.
Oh, I see.
3-1s like that. There's a bet I saw which I thought you'd like, looking up sort of different bets. Paddy Power, who I don't mention much, offer mythical matches. So two teams from different leagues that aren't playing each other, and you bet as if they were.
Oh, nice.
So this weekend, you can bet on Arsenal versus Bayern Munich.
Ah, and it's the score.
And it just works on the goals that they score.
We were going to say the Hurricanes.
The Hurricanes are playing the team from Escape to Victory with Sylvester Stallone involved. And Pele does get injured during the game, spoilers. But, you know. But no, so Arsenal playing Munich.
Okay.
Munich have got Eintracht Frankfurt away from home. And Arsenal have obviously got Swansea. And you can get evens on Munich to beat Arsenal, mythically. It's a really weird bet.
So it's literally on the goals whatever they score against whatever Arsenal score.
Yeah.
Okay.
But yeah, it's a bizarre one, isn't it?
Yeah, so I think we should start.
I don't know where you begin to research.
I don't know how is it Bayern?
Yeah, so you're saying will Bayern score more goals against Frankfurt than Arsenal will against Swansea?
Against Swansea, I think they probably will.
When it's even, so it's double your money back. So
yeah.
I quite like that as a bet. And just one quick bit, just to say that Alan Pardew's now at 33-1 in the sack race, and everyone's overtaken him. He's now about halfway down, 10th
to
11th.
He looks pretty safe.
He looks safe. It's all about...
If you've got the vote of confidence when you're in the shit, as soon as you climb out of the shit, mate, you're smelling fucking rosy.
you can take that to the bank. It's all about Harry Redknapp, Gus Poyet, and even Paul Lambert, because Villa can't get a result for love more money.
Yeah, I wonder.
And Warnock's even being dragged into it, really.
Yeah, I wonder where Allardyce is now. He must be.
Oh, I think he's probably around 33s as well. They're never going to put them too long, just because they're they can be quite volatile clubs, especially Newcastle.
Yeah.
So they're never going to offer you 100-1 on Pardew, even if he is safe, because it's not worth it for Mike Ashley. Like selling up and fucking off or something.
Yeah, I wonder. I suppose the thing is, because it's someone like Pardew getting sacked, a 33-1 is worth a tenner, just in case they go on a couple of bad runs and get fired. But then, somebody else is bound to get fired first, aren't they? Is the thing, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. I don't know. Lambert doesn't look that safe right now, does he? Villa are really expecting fans. They're a bit of a nightmare.
My buddy Benteke, has been sent off. I don't know what they're going to do for the.
Well, he wasn't scoring goals anyway. He's getting closer, but he wasn't.
Yeah, well, he looked all right when he came back. But now they've got West Ham, they've got us next, and then I think maybe they've got Tottenham.
Right.
I mean,
There's every possibility they get naught from six, and then all of a sudden Lambert's in trouble, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
But tweet us, if you're going to make any bets during the weekend or you jump on board of any of ours, then tweet us at the Gaffer Tapes. Do the old bet. Ash was even doing the old screenshot the coupon, weren't you? You were getting involved.
Oh, yeah.
So get involved doing that and tweet us any bets that you've got going on. Or tweet us if you want to shout out during next week's podcast. And let us know your teams. Let us know your teams either before the 11:30 deadline or after. And we'll always try and tweet back to you if you're in some sort of fantasy football emergency.
You got the balls, mate.
Tom's getting quite aggressive.
He really
is the champion of the week.
He's quite aggressive. Yeah,
champion of the week.
One week over 60. One mention of the Hurricanes and he's off. But yeah, that's the end of part two. We'll be back in part three with our notorious YouTube punditry game and also going through one of your teams that you tweeted us. So we'll be back with part three of the Gaffer Tapes in just a second. Welcome back to part three of the Gaffer Tapes Fantasy Football Podcast. with Tom, Ash and Craig. It's the time of the pod. Normally we go through one of your tweets. You tweeted us a team at the Gaffer Tapes and we kind of go through it. Last week we had quite a few. We had one from a guy called Adam this week, at Adams A101. I don't know what the A101 is. That a road?
I don't know. I think it very much is. Like a kind of road you could take a coach trip down, I think.
Very particular. Yeah. he's obviously a big fan of the rules. I don't know, but Adamski wanted us to go through his team. And to be honest, at first I thought, yeah, of course we'll go through your team, Adam, because that's what we do, what we like.
That's what we're good. About.
Yeah. All about Ad. But then I looked at his team and I thought, that's a pretty good team. I don't quite know what to say about that team. Firstly, that strikes me about this team, Adam, is the alliteration amongst the back four is incredible. He's got Courtois, Cahill, Klein, Chambers, sort of alliteration. All Cs.
All the Cs.
That's the backs squad. There. Then he's got Sterling, Sanchez, Di Maria, Downing and Gylfie Sigurdsson.
I like it.
He's got Welbeck and Costa up top. And then the subs, he's got Semi-Skin Gilk. He's got Stevie Naismith, Dummett, your friend, Ash.
Yeah.
And son of Bruce. And he's got son of Bruce, who's probably a bit wasted space on the bench there. First impressions are, that's quite a good team, isn't it?
Yeah, well, as in my new spirit of picking on names and shirt colours.
Yeah.
It's perfect. It's got the alliteration.
Yeah.
It's got Semi-Skin Gilks on the bench.
Yeah,
we like it. Son of Bruce. Perfect.
Son of Bruce. I don't know if we can just go perfect. For me, Stevie Naismith, I know Tom's brought him in, but with even Eto scoring now and Lukaku back, I don't know if he's value. And I'm going to keep harping on about him.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And I'll
say
Stephen Fletcher at 5.3. If because he was playing with five in midfield and two up front anyway. So if you're going to have some. Right, wouldn't you rather have someone playing 90 minutes for a shitter side than someone playing half an hour for a better side?
Yeah, I guess
that's the debate.
Yeah, they could. Courtois as well. Chelsea, I think, have only kept two clean sheets this season.
Really?
Yeah. So I don't know what they're. I don't know if he's worth. I mean, he's only a million more than any other goalkeeper. And who, I don't know, who the hell you pick, because they're all rubbish.
Well, Fraser Forster has been a loyal servant to the Gaffer Tapes Craig team.
Yeah.
Who have you got in goal, Tom?
Fabianski.
Have you?
Oh, yeah, he's not bad.
He must have done all right, though.
Well, yeah, he's getting about 6 points every week.
Well, last week, it just shows you, last week I got 24 of my points came from four clean sheets at the back on the Saturday, and that was a lifesaver, because I was having a bad week. He's got Sterling in there. Is that somewhere maybe it's... A bit of wiggle room?
Because he's tweeted in saying that he's... didn't he say he wasn't sure about doubling up on Chelsea?
Yeah.
Yeah, because I suppose Courtois, Cahill, Sterling and Naismith, the four of them could probably go.
Yeah.
Well,
he made the good point of he wants Chelsea to concede and enjoy it without getting annoyed at it.
Yeah, yeah.
I would say if you're going to splash out on a Chelsea defender and spend the money on it, get Ivanovic.
Yeah, I suppose so. Although he hasn't been that...
No, he hasn't. He has got goals in him.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. He's expensive, though, isn't he? I think Terry's got goals in him as well.
Terry. I don't know. I suppose Cahill's got them as well. But no, he doesn't want to double up. Doubling up on a defender can be slightly worrying. But I've had two Sanson defenders in for a while. It tends to do me okay. Sterling. It's not about whether he'll hit form. It's whether Liverpool are going to get anywhere this season. There's every chance they could finish 6th, 7th, 8th this year.
Yeah.
The way they're playing.
I don't know.
It's a lot of money.
I don't know if you've already got Sanchez.
And Di Maria.
Yeah, I don't know who you get in for Sterling if you've got Downing and Sigurdsson already as well.
I mean, there's no Chelsea midfielders in there. You could have a Hazard. You could have even Oscar's started to get the odd goal, isn't he? You could have a Hazard or a Fabregas in there.
Yeah, I think if you got rid of Cahill and just got any generic defender,
yeah,
there's loads of like media.
Yeah, there's loads of decent enough ones.
Yeah,
just not Wes Brown.
Right, and you could then drop Sterling and get either Fabregas or
Hazard.
Or Hazard, yeah, by either of which, or even Oscar. I think any of those are a better choice
at
the moment.
Yeah, I'd say so.
Yeah, and then going into the weekend as well, I think Chelsea have got a fairly good chance, haven't they?
Well, it's against Liverpool. I mean, who do you fancy to get more points, Hazard or Sterling, or Fabregas or Sterling? For me, it's going to be the Chelsea player, sadly, as much as I don't like to see him doing well. But all in all, not a bad team, really, is it?
No, definitely not.
Probably puts us to shame.
Unfortunately so, yeah.
In some of them. But if your team's an absolute train wreck, then just tweet us, because we were going to go through Tom's team, but he's nailing it now. We don't need
I had one decent week, you know.
We'll see. We'll see how this week...
We'll see how this one goes.
Pans out.
How Naismith does me.
But yeah, if you want to tweet in your team to get a bit of a going over from us, try and have a funny sounding surname.
It's always better.
It's always better if we can work.
What was this guy's full name?
Just we don't know. Adam A101.
Adam A101.
Maybe, I got it. Maybe he's called Adam, and he's a big fan of A1 from 2001.
Band. Okay, yeah. Maybe he was in A1.
Maybe he was in
A1. I don't know all the names of the...
I only know A1. Ben. Only Ben. Ben Adams.
Ben Adams, yeah.
We've nailed it.
Oh! Adam. Yeah. It is.
So basically, we can't confirm it, but we think we've just gone through the fantasy football team of Ben Adams from A1, who sang Take On Me.
He was also in Celebrity Big Brother, I believe, a couple of years ago.
He was, and he's from A1, from O1.
From A1 and O1.
Well, A1 as in... Oh, no, I'm thinking of... Aha, uh-huh. I know.
You're thinking of the Norwegian pop act.
I was really surprised that you'd know who A1 was.
I didn't.
You kind of looked at me like, and I thought, he does not know who A1 is. Surely not.
I thought
they did a cover of Aha's Take On Me.
That's what I thought when you said it. I was like, oh, wait a minute, I know this.
And they sang Same Old Brand New You.
Yeah. Same Old Brand New You.
You break my prom. No.
No.
So, no.
I didn't know that.
No,
much,
I don't know that bit. No.
I have genuinely got no idea. No,
so anyway, Adam, if you want to go,
Adams.
If you're a 90s pop star and you want us to go through your team,
perhaps Tony Mortimer from E17. If you're listening, Tony, get on board. Run yourself a hot bath and
if it's Brian from E17, please don't get in touch. Yeah,
please don't.
Any man who can run himself over picking up a sausage
stay
roll.
Off them, stay off them sausage rolls, boy.
We could talk 90s pop all day, but we won't because it's time. For round 7 of Boring Pundit,
more like
YouTube fun shit. Production value just gets better. It's 4-2. It was a bit of a tense one last time. Tom called it back to 4-2.
I was sweating.
Oh, fuck's sake.
And you've got your pens and paper ready.
Abso-flaming-lutely,
we're going to go through the three of them.
I've just realised I've had mine on show. My bit
Tom,
of paper.
Tom squints to see us, let alone what's written down on there. So... three talking points, if you've never listened before, three talking points from the week, footballing talking points. I go on YouTube, watch the clips of them, and find some of the comments below, and Tom and Ash have to guess what the talking point is from said YouTube comment.
Yeah.
There it is, explained. So, the first one, to make it 4-3 or 5-2, is from a fan, and we want to know what team he's talking about, what front line he's talking about. I've got an idea. Dog shit A is dog shit, and dog shit B is more dog shit. I know, I'll play dog shit A and dog shit B when there's a fucking pedigree pup on the bench. So, a lot of dog analogies there. I just thought, as we got a tweet from our friend in Sydney walking his dog, I'd look for dog-related.
That's genius.
Dog shit-related comments.
Yeah, so I want to know who the dog shits are, basically. Okay. Second comment is from an American tweeter, not tweeter, YouTuber. You like the accent, maybe you can do it in a second.
Okay.
That's a slap. In hockey, you don't get ejected for full-out fighting. I mean, come on, soccer. Come on. Come
That's
on.
That's a slap. It's like John Barrowman. That's a slap.
Yeah, so you don't get ejected for full-out fighting in hockey. I mean, come on, soccer.
Okay.
So what's that about? What incident's that about involving someone? And the third one is... make your mind up. Is he a shit manager or not? You want him to go, you want him to stay. The poor bastard's probably living out of a travel lodge like Alan Partridge. So, anything that... As a tip, if you're on YouTube, anything that mentions Alan Partridge will probably get read by me because it's such a strange place to mention him. But, so there are your three.
Oh, okay.
And obviously, I'll have a tiebreaker in the wings if you need it. We'll do it afterwards if you've got time.
I'm quite happy with this.
Oh, for fuck's sake! Fuck off!
So we're gonna go with the first one. Then we're gonna go with I've got an idea. Dog shit A and dog shit B. That one. So who do you think? What team or front line are we talking about, Tom? On that one,
I think it's Tottenham, and they're talking about the young pup being Harry Kane.
Ash.
Oh, for fuck's sake! Oh, fucking Tom, the football genius. He's lied to me. It's a false sense of security. Yeah. I thought. Well, that makes much more sense. I thought it was Liverpool, and they were talking about Lambert.
Well, to be fair, Liverpool also have a lot of dog shit up front.
Yeah, exactly.
But they were talking... Tottenham. Dog shit A and dog shit B are indeed Soldado and Adebayor.
Yeah.
And the young pup is Harry
Tom.
Kane.
Come on, Tom.
Have you seen the film Limitless, where he takes a serum and just gets good at everything inexplicably? That's Tom.
Yeah.
I see how good I am at making love now.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
I read too much into it. I thought the guy was being ironic. I thought the young pup was Lambert.
Yeah. No, he's a young pup, is Harry Kane,
in
this weird dog analogy.
Can I say, last time I listened to this, I could hear me during going, come on, Tom. You listen really carefully, I'm whispering to myself, going, come on, Tom.
Okay, now we need, that's a slap.
That's a slap in the face.
In hockey, you don't get ejected. for full out fighting. I mean, come on, soccer, come on. What incident are we talking about there? Ash, you first on this one?
Oh, I don't know. Again, I can think of three red cards this weekend, and none of them seem to fit that, so I went for Benteke.
Tom?
Well, I went small in, but I don't know if that's...
It's the Benteke, palm to the face.
Get the fuck in.
Benteke slap.
And I knew, and I knew there was someone that slapped because I saw it in the paper and I was like, who was it, who was it? And I could not remember.
Benteke always makes it tense, doesn't it?
Yeah.
So the third one, and I think you're both going to get this.
Yeah, I'm hoping so.
Oh, I don't know.
So the third one, make your mind up, is he a shit manager or not? You want him to go, you want him to stay. The poor bastard's probably living out of a travel lodge like Alan Partridge. Although it was a travel tavern for Alan Partridge, actually, just so you know. Well, I think we're going to go to Ash first then on this one. Because Tom seems confident.
Well, I've gone Pardew.
Tom?
Pardew.
It is, of course, our favourite manager, Alan Pardew.
Oh, fuck.
Holy shit, we're going down to the...
You two are genuinely tense.
This is the first time we've gone to the...
No, it's not.
No. I mean, we've done it, but we've never gone for it to be a decider.
Legit. You've just done it for
a legitimate decider.
For funsies.
Was the Wayne Rooney one was a decider.
Oh, maybe. Yeah, but Tom was getting a doing at that point. He's back on it now. okay, so it's 4-2.
Holy shit.
And the tiebreaker is about a young pup. Mr. Harry Kane. So, Harry Kane, Tottenham fans have been calling out for him to get some more game time because he hasn't played much time for Spurs. In his career, he's been on loan. He's been on loan at Leighton Orient, Millwall, Norwich, Leicester. And we've said how many goals he scored this season. What we want to know is, in his short career so far, including all his loan clubs and Spurs, how many career goals has he got to date? So how many career goals does Harry Kane have in all competitions across all of the five clubs that he's played for, whether he's on loan or permanently? And this will make it either 4-3 or 5-2. And I've got a little bit of faith that Tom might actually do all right in this competition now over the season. Not in the fantasy football, but in this. And in a way, this is more important to Tom, I think. Honestly, if people listening could see the focus on faces in here, absolutely ridiculous. It's like kids hiding their homework. Have you both got a number in front of you?
Okay, I have, yeah.
Yeah, fucking hell.
Okay. Does anyone want to offer up first how many goals they think Harry Kane scored at career total so far?
Oh, fuck. I hate this because you don't know what the benchmark is.
This one's rubbish because you don't want to embarrass yourself.
I'm saying... Oh, fuck.
Go for it.
It has to go first as well. It's not a big number. 39.
Okay.
Oh, no!
What have you gone for,
Jesus
Ash?
Christ. Oh, I wanted to get the over, so I was just trying to pick a number that was going to be one more than whatever he said. So I've gone lower than that. I've gone 32.
So 32 and 30 on close guesses for the first time ever. I can tell you that whilst playing for Tottenham, Harry Kane has scored 14 goals. Mm-hmm. In his loan spells, he scored a total of 30 goals, meaning it's 44.
And Tom gets a tie.
Tom gets a tiebreak.
Yes!
Actually accurate.
Oh God!
I've never seen Tom cheer a Spurs player before.
Oh, fucking
you are
ironic.
A wizard, Harry.
So it's 4-3 to Ash in the YouTube pundit game where one of them will be having their photo shoot in a Spurs shirt. But yeah, main point is obviously we've got game week 11 coming up, some big games, Chelsea, Liverpool, some hopefully high scoring games with Southampton playing Leicester at home, Man United, Palace at home. Will Aguero score a hat-trick against QPR? Tweet us your teams. Let us know who you're picking, what changes you're going to make. Are you using your wild card? Anything fantasy football, tweet us at the Gaffer Tapes. You can also tweet Tom
@the_Tom_Holmes.
Yeah, and Tom will let you know when he's gigging and all that sort of stuff and when he can be this bloody hilarious on stage. He doesn't do Derby impressions, but he is very funny. Ash, they can tweet you.
@Gremzilla, GREMZILLA.
Next week he'll wrap that. And and you can tweet me @CraigHazel. That's 1Z, 2Ls.
Yeah. Catch Craig on Coach Trip, Monday to Friday at 5:30 on Channel 4.
Perfect, thanks mate. But yeah, that's all we got time for this week. But thank you very much for listening to the Gaffer Tapes from Tom, Ash and myself. Thank you and goodbye.
She sounds like, have you seen This Is England?
Yeah, you keep saying this, yeah.
She sounds exactly like the girl from This Is England, who also is in Life's Too Short.
Who talks about her tits.
Fucking hell, yeah.
How does she sound?
So, could you fit in a washing machine?
It's good. It's a good Rebecca.
Yeah.